Monthly visitor reports from the Hawaii Tourism Authority are beginning to sound repetitive. That's because they all start with the same word.
Record-breaking.
That's Mufi Hanneman, president and CEO of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association. Visitor numbers show a 4.7% increase from last September. If tourism continues to climb, that could put Hawaii on track for its fourth consecutive record-breaking year.
Usually goes in three-year cycles. In other words, you get these visitor increases for 3 years and then it flattens out in the fourth year. Yet so far, and what we're noticing, we're still up, and so we're expecting, you know, a record number again to be set this year of visitors coming to Hawaii.
The growth was led by tourists from the West Coast on the mainland, who made up for declining visitors from Japan and the eastern U.S. And while more people are flying to the islands, the report shows their daily spending is down by about 3%. But according to Hanneman, it's not unusual to see a dip this time of year.
You know, this is traditionally not one of the stronger periods. You know, we're coming right out of the summer season, and now we go into the winter season. So I think it's a matter of people being a little more careful about their spending and so forth. But it's not going to, I think, reflect an overall decrease by the end of the year.
The Hawaii Tourism Authority says visitor arrivals have remained strong and are pacing slightly above yearly projections. Tourism numbers are likely to see a boost as new flights begin to Hawaii. Starting Monday, Virgin America will begin flying from San Francisco to Honolulu and to Kahului in December. Molly Solomon for HPR News.